anything you want. 855-453 as we launch here into the third hour of the program. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Create the content as well. You find something online you want to share with us and our listeners, you submit it as show prep, and it appears on the upcoming stories page, then must receive votes, and if it receives enough, it makes it to the front page of the site. Where more people see it, we're more likely to see it and talk about it. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to continue here. Plus, coming up, some controversy bubbled up online today surrounding one of the speakers at the upcoming Liberty Forum. We'll talk more about what that was all about here in a bit. And we'll go to the phones, also talk more about personality tests. Let's go first to Kelvin in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Kelvin.
Hey, good evening, Johnson, Ian, and Mark.
Go ahead, sir, with your thoughts.
Yeah, speaking of Liberty Forum, I just recently signed up over there, and I tried a variation of what the discount code was last year. I think it was FTL 2012, and so I tried FTL 2013, and I got the 10% discount. So that brought the price from So I brought the price from $199 to $179.90 or something. Anyhow, you save about $20 if you want to do that.
That's pretty good.
And, yeah, and the price is still $199, so I'm glad it hasn't shot up just yet. Another thing I wanted to mention, a previous caller talked about the documentary film, Why We Fight, and I watched that about 6 months ago and was inspired to call in and quote some of the President Eisenhower's information about the military-industrial complex. And it's not really that old of a movie. It's like an 80s era movie, I think. And so people are afraid they're going to go see some boring black and white piece of junk. It's not that way. It's really intriguing. And you can watch it online at topdocumentaryfilms.com. And you
Excellent.
Put in the search term, Why We Fight, and it'll take you right to it, and you can watch it right there. Okay, so my main topic for tonight, I don't know if someone's already called in about this. I'm a little behind on my podcast, but the discussion was about how during Prohibition that the government was mandating that the alcohol be poisoned so that, to discourage people from drinking it, just like they used paraquat to kill the marijuana during the 70s, which was...
Right, the story we were talking about said that the U.S. government was responsible for the deaths of at least around 10,000 people throughout Prohibition due to their order of industrial companies poisoning their alcohol to make it non-potable.
Yes, and did you know that that goes on even to this day?
No, I did not know that.
If you take ethanol, which is the drinkable alcohol, and you add methanol or acetone or isopropyl alcohol or MEK, you get denatured alcohol. And if someone tries to drink denatured alcohol, it's ethanol that's been poisoned so that you can't drink it.
It's going to be a bad day.
Two teaspoons of methanol is enough to cause blindness, and two tablespoons is enough to cause death. It's at about 10%. So 10% of your denatured alcohol is...
That's what happens when a moonshine batch goes bad, right?
I guess. I'm not sure, but I was just wanting to make sure that,
Hold on. You said that 10% of denatured... One more time. 10% what?
Okay, you take alcohol or ethanol, and you add 10% methanol to create what's called denatured alcohol.
Right.
That's the poison.
Which is the poison
alcohol.
Version. Yeah, and then...
Right. And then it only takes 2 teaspoons of methanol to cause blindness.
Hmm.
So if you took enough denatured alcohol so that the 10% of it, which is the methanol, were consumed, you would...
Yep.
Become blind, and 2 tablespoons worth will cause you potentially to die.
So what's the purpose of doing this? Does this make rubbing alcohol more effective in any way for what people rubbing, I guess, or whatever people use it for, or is it just to keep people from drinking the stuff?
I'm not really sure what rubbing alcohol is in the terms of the chemistry, but I know that it the purpose was to make ethanol to be poisonous for people from drinking it. It doesn't enhance the ethanol or make it any better for anything else. It's the specific purpose is to make it poison so that people can't drink it without paying the tax, I presume.
I mean, alcohol doesn't cost much. We're talking about 25 cents I think it's a 10 or 12 ounce bottle that you'd get at the local drugstore. I mean, it's really, really inexpensive. So
yeah, that's why like marijuana, when you grow it in your backyard, is really, really inexpensive.
Yes.
Or if you stop making it illegal, it's really inexpensive. But so poison is the same thing as a legal penalty, I suppose.
Yeah.
And, well, not quite the same, but.
So there are different denaturing agents. So the rubbing alcohol may not have the denaturing agent that Kelvin is talking about. You're just saying this is an agent that some industrial companies add to their industrial alcohol solutions, right?
Well, if you find something that's called denatured alcohol, do not drink it because it's ethanol plus poison. I don't know what this rubbing alcohol stuff is.
Well, rubbing alcohol, according to Wikipedia, is about 70% pure concentrated ethanol or isopropyl alcohol, and then there are other formulation standards which individual manufacturers can use in which the ethanol content ranges from 70 to 99%, and then there are other denaturing agents that can be added to this. So, you know, one form of alcohol is not necessarily the same as the other, but anything that's denatured has some kind of an agent in it to that has been added. What it is another question.
So denatured alcohol is also called methylated spirits. So the main additive has traditionally been 10% methanol, giving rise to the term methylated spirit. However, other typical additives include isopropyl alcohol, which is rubbing alcohol, essentially, because the isopropanol is what's added to rubbing alcohol, which is essentially, you know, what is
poison.
It's, you know, essentially, well, it's the isopropanol is added to the ethanol to make it undrinkable. That's what makes it denatured.
In this case,
but also commonly acetone is used, or methyl ethyl ketone. Or,
right, this one, the Wikipedia article here says that the U.S. Treasury Department Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has a formula that is mandated. Apparently, rubbing alcohol has to be manufactured with acetone in it, as well as
poisoned
methyl isobutyl ketone as well. But I wonder if any of that, obviously none of that stuff is in, like, you know, mouthwash, I don't think, because it's common for people to buy mouthwash on a day, for instance, in some places where they prohibit sales of alcohol, like on a Sunday in some counties, some states, alcohol might be prohibited to be sold, but others get around that by buying stuff like, you know, Listerine and then guzzling that.
I actually had an experience at the...
I'm not recommending that. It could be very dangerous.
No, I don't know anything about it either. I don't recommend it either. Certainly, you know, if you do your research, but I happen to be at the grocery store and getting behind somebody who had a couple of bottles of wine, and the clerk, who probably wasn't old enough herself to consume the wine, asked that person who looked about my age, 40, up for her ID in order to buy this wine, and I picked up my Listerine that I happened to be buying at the time, and I said, mine's 80 proof, how's yours? Because, you know, I'm going to go through, and I'm going to buy
ID'd.
My Listerine, and I'm not going to get ID'd.
Right. Kelvin, any other thoughts?
No, have a great evening, guys.
See you at the Liberty Forum, Kelvin. Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Kelvin must have liked it last year, because last year was his first year at the Liberty Forum.
Is that so?
Yep. And I know, because we actually traveled to Manchester Airport to do one of Kelly Voluntarius' Don't Strip Our Rights. Kelvin went with for that, so that was kind of fun. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number, and for those that don't know, Don't Strip Our Rights is where Kelly Voluntarist went to Manchester Airport and
nearly
took her
stripped.
Clothes off,
yeah.
And walked around, handed out some flyers about the TSA, and it was pretty successful when she did that. You can find YouTube videos of that online. Look for Don't Strip Our Rights. 855-450-FREE, more coming up here. Job application questions, we'll analyze a few more of those. Take your calls about anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up what you want and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Let's continue here. We'll, of course, take your calls about whatever you want, and you can join us online where we have a lot of features. Listening options included. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of our live streams. You can tune into any one of those anywhere you've got an active internet connection. And if your connection is kind of on the slow side, use our low bandwidth stream. If you've got plenty of bandwidth, then use the high bandwidth. They're all free. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those. Plus, you can learn about our over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast that aired the show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all seven nights. Our webcam is another option for you. Plus, there's the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
HowToWinInCourt.com. If you've ever wanted to take a complaint to trial, but you didn't have the money to spend on an attorney, HowToWinInCourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have an attorney. It teaches you the court's rules, and until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. Even if you've got an attorney, it's a good idea to have taken the course, HowToWinInCourt.com. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It's the new and improved jurisdictionary course, HowToWinInCourt.com. It's written so the average eighth grader can learn it over the weekend. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, buy the course. It's less than an hour with any good attorney. HowToWinInCourt.com. It costs less than an hour, I should say. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And when you graduate, you get an honorary degree of Juris Doctor. And when you check out there at HowToWinInCourt.com, be sure to use the pull-down menu, mention Free Talk Live, or when you call them up, mention Free Talk Live there so that they have some idea where you came from, howtowinincourt.com.
All right, let's go to the phones to the fun. Matt's listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Matt.
Good evening, Ian, Mark, and Johnson.
Hey.
Hey.
First off, I wanted to say that this last caller that was talking about denatured alcohol, when I was working in electronics, when I was working for the vending industry, I used to use denatured alcohol to clean.
Mm-hmm.
So I would clean the coin acceptors, and it was very good at dissolving the dust that the coins would leave on inside the mechanisms. So that's one use for denatured alcohol, and why they, you know, I'm sure that there's other uses.
The purpose of the acetone in it, you mean?
I have no idea what.
But it works.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to have
that. I would use.
Well, the main reason for denatured alcohol's existence was to dissuade people from drinking the product.
Right.
That's the reason why it exists.
Yeah, these actually come, you buy them in gallon cans, and it's got warning labels on them, and you got a safety sheet on it and everything else. They're telling you not to drink it. So I don't know what he's buying where they're trying to encourage people to drink it, but...
I don't think anyone's trying to encourage anyone to drink denatured alcohol. It'd be a really bad idea.
But, yeah, it would be. But the reason I called is I wanted to give some news on Bigfoot for anybody that's interested in Bigfoot.
I do love me a Bigfoot story. Go ahead.
And this woman... her name is
she a big feet?
Dr. Melba Ketchum.
Okay.
She got a bunch of samples from Bigfoot. She is a DNA expert.
Yeah, I think we talked about this story on the show, actually. Where they've actually found, you know, basically she's saying she knows what Bigfoot is.
Correct. And it's human. She's actually found human DNA. In the Bigfoot, in these samples, and she has gone through the thing that makes this so credible is how in the government system itself, she is an expert that goes and testifies at court trials, and her company that she has that does this testing is very highly regarded. And it was very interesting to hear this, the interview with this woman. She has taken a lot of her credibility has suffered because of this, and she's saying she wishes that this has never happened, that it just fell in her lap, but she was being honest about her findings.
So the suggestion is that it's just a human who's grown a lot of hair? Is that the idea?
It's a different type of human. It has human DNA in it that relates it to human, but it also has unidentified DNA in it.
Aliens.
It's different.
Well,
alien, unidentified.
I was going to say it's probably they're trying to identify, but it's just an insane amount of cannabis, and it's really just Tommy Chong just took off his shirt and went wandering through the woods.
Now, you see, here you go. This is kind of a point I wanted to make. All right, you start to talk about stuff like this, and instantly people just they totally disregard what this woman said. This is highly scientific.
Yep.
This is a woman who, like I said, her stuff, she will go into a court and testify at a murder trial that this is so-and-so's DNA. I mean, she's cutting-edge stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, so when she's testifying in court, oh, this is cutting-edge, this is great, top-notch science. But all of a sudden, she identifies part of a DNA sample is human, and the rest of it or part of it is unknown. She doesn't know exactly what, but she equates this to a new type of human being.
How and did this sample get collected? That's an important question.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where is the source?
This is not one sample. This is several samples. We read this story previously, right. Ian, and this also speaks to the point that you'll remember what somebody said years ago, but you've forgotten this Bigfoot story.
Oh, right? I recall hearing this story. I don't recall the woman's name, but I recall hearing something about someone doing a test. But where do the samples come from? I mean, you just pick up a tuft of fur from
different things. She's done a peer-reviewed paper. It's not published yet, but part of what happened with that is that it got leaked, and she explains why it got leaked. I'm getting all this from an interview I heard from her. It was a 4-hour interview. It was done on Coast to Coast.
Very reputable
source. It was just amazing listening to this woman. You could tell this woman's very intelligent. She's very scientifically minded. She did this the way that it was supposed to be done, but because of the subject matter, just because it's Bigfoot we're talking about, people automatically disregard it.
Right. Have you ever heard the quote that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence?
Well, now, why is Bigfoot so extraordinary all of a sudden? Just because you haven't run across a village of them?
Right. I mean,
there was villagers down in like the Pygmies in Africa. Things like that until very, very late.
Sure, but they're isolated and they stay in one spot, whereas Bigfoot has been spotted all over the country, and yet no one can ever find one.
Thanks, Matt, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I'd like to address that.
Sure. All right, stand by. 855-453, SACL CAI, toll-free line. Mark, who is the resident Bigfoot fanatic, is going to go to bat.
Now I'm a fanatic.
You've set traps for them or something out in your 11 acres. Free Talk Live, more coming up. You take control.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of these airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. Once again, freetalklive.com. Lots of different stuff all over the website, including the webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact. The chat room built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about bitcoins here on Free Talk Live for a while. The number of people using them around the world is exploding. If you've got a business and you want to accept bitcoins, but you don't know how? Your luck. BitPay has made it easy for you. Thanks to BitPay, there's now an easy way for any website, charity, business, retail store, whatever you might have, to accept bitcoins and have them instantly converted into cash and deposited right into your bank account. The fees are much lower than credit cards, and there's really no risk of chargebacks or fraud. Visit bitpay.com to get started. It's bitpay.com. Actually, I was talking to a business today that potentially could be advertising on Free Talk Live, and I mentioned that it'd be a great idea if they took bitcoins. And, of course, like,
for the customers,
what's that? And I explained, BitPay is a really great deal. I mean, this is truly a no-brainer for businesses. It's cheaper than credit cards, and
this, by the way, is evidence you really are a believer. I mean, you've already mentioned that you put a bunch of money into bitcoins, but you're on the line with a potential customer for Free Talk Live, right, when you could be closing a sale for Free Talk Live. You're instead pitching them on bitcoins as though you're going to make a commission off of that. You're truly a true believer.
Yeah, I should talk to Tony over at BitPay. The fact is that this is a no-brainer for businesses. They're less costly as far as fees go than credit cards. No chargebacks, no fraud. I mean, what's the cost of fraud and chargebacks as far as credit cards go? Forget the amount of fees.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is with BitPay. I haven't set that up on my website. It really doesn't matter here, but whatever it costs, it's going to be paid for as far as savings and fees and stuff. And the Bitcoin community is very loyal, and it's a small marketplace. There's not many things to spend your money on. So if you're looking to spend your money on Bitcoins, if you've got a business that people are looking, you're that much more likely. It's new business, new found business. BitPay.com.
All right. So somebody brought up the Bigfoot. And Mark, this is one of your issues, I guess you could say.
Issues.
And maybe I was wrong. I thought you were trying to lay traps for the Bigfoot in the forest. You were doing something about Bigfoot, right? Like looking at. Weren't you doing something about Bigfoot?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I thought you were going around hunting around with Jack or something, trying to find the Bigfoot.
What?
No.
I've gone for walks in the evening with my son.
You're playing. You're acting like you don't go and do that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're looking at animal trails.
I'm not gonna be wondering.
I don't mean like last week. I mean just at some point over the last few years, you were looking at trails and things like that, looking for the Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
You keep saying that.
I don't know why. the Bigfoot?
I have no idea.
Now I want to open up a company called the Bigfoot Bitcoin or something like Bitcoin Bigfoot with like a logo with like a Bigfoot holding a Bitcoin or something like that.
Okay, so I've been out in the woods and I've imagined what it would be like if I saw a Bigfoot and how exciting that would be. That's really the end all of what it is. But I go out for walks in the woods all the time and I think about lots of different things when I'm out there. None of those things are crazy. And this is the point that Matt was making. This woman, this DNA expert,
DNA expert.
Okay, I mean, it's an article. What do you...
Right.
Suddenly now, you don't Johnson believe it. Every other article here, you believe what the people say.
Johnson has an article that is fresh as of yesterday or today.
I'm actually going to combine two articles here because I think it's...
That addresses specifically the claim that this lady, who's this DNA expert... supposedly, has evidence, like confirmed, peer-reviewed evidence that apparently, even though the claim is it's peer-reviewed, the study has yet to actually be released.
Right.
And you said that you had reported on this several weeks ago on this show, Mark, and apparently the study is still yet to be released.
Right. The study, this article from the Huffington Post from yesterday says that while we're all waiting for an eventual thumbs up or down on Ketchum's DNA assertions, one group of Bigfoot researchers has gathered an impressive number of videos reportedly showing numerous images of Bigfoot, or Bigfoots, if you will, from locations around the country. Now, that's, again, an article from yesterday that says that, this study has still not been, we haven't gotten a thumbs up.
Right, you can claim it's peer reviewed, but if no one gets to look at it, then how do you know that's true?
Now, I want to read a little bit from another article that they linked to that was a little bit of a past story from November, the end of November, that says, so Ketchum's team consists of experts in genetics, forensics, imaging, and pathology. The researcher said she believes that over the past 5 years, the team has successfully found the Sasquatch nuclear genomes, an organism's hereditary code, leading them to suggest that the animal is real and is a human hybrid.
Yes, that's what we read on the air, and it's been about a month.
Yeah, so, I mean, this woman, though, she's a veterinarian from Texas.
Well, I mean, somebody has to do veterinary zoological DNA, right?
I guess, I don't know.
I mean, and if you're going to discredit somebody who does zoological DNA, what would you call them?
I wouldn't call them a veterinarian. I would call that person a zoologist if they're actually, like, doing some kind of actual zoological work.
Look, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, this is, it's interesting, the person's making a claim. It does need to be peer reviewed. I'm not prepared to be.
The claim is that it has been, but you just can't prove it yet.
Well, the fact is, science is replicatable. You have to, once she releases this paper, people are going to be able to, look at the evidence, and they're going to scientist folks, and they're going to decide whether this is the case or not. I do not believe in Bigfoot or believe in Bigfoot. I believe that it's quite possible that there's an elusive North American primate out there someplace, but I'm kind of skeptical with the world full of these hunting cameras out there. You know what I'm talking about, Ian?
Yeah, the ones you've been setting up in the forest around outside your house, try to catch the Bigfoot.
You think I'm spending my money on hunting cameras? Really?
They have them pretty cheap at Walmart now.
I do not have a hunting camera. I think it's a great idea, but you'd think that, I love the pictures from them, but, you know, they flash and get whatever the critter is that's gone. Mm-hmm. But with the hundreds of thousands of these things that must be out there, at least tens of thousands of them that are out in woods across the United States, you'd think someone somewhere would have caught this thing. I mean, I've been watching these Finding Bigfoot specials on, I don't know, the History Channel or Discovery, the Animal Planet, or
and
whatever.
And now another blurry image of Bigfoot.
Right? And, yeah, I mean, there's these people that are claiming Bigfoot's tossing rocks at their house and all kinds of things. I mean,
but I
really
love how they're always capturing it with thermal imaging cameras. Never just get a clear image with a regular camera. No, they have to get really close and then take a thermal image.
If Bigfoot is regularly throwing rocks at your house, put up a few of these hunting cameras, get yourself the first real picture of Bigfoot, and then you're going to be rich rather than, you know, just telling some story and, looking at Bobo walking across the screen.
All right, so there you go, the latest on Bigfoot. I guess we'll know more if this supposedly peer-reviewed study ever is released. 855-453.
What kind of payoff do you get emotionally by being skeptical? But not skeptical. You're beyond skeptical. You're a jerk when it comes
to
Bitcoin.
What are you talking about?
What kind of emotional
Bitcoin
payoff?
Said Bitcoin.
This is it.
You mean the Bigfoot?
The Bigfoot.
When have I been a jerk? What are you talking about?
I really want to make a mascot, the Bitcoin Bigfoot.
What do you mean? When have I been a jerk?
Tonight? Like
no,
in the last few minutes?
No, I haven't.
Supposed.
Alleged. When somebody makes the claim. That
I've never heard you do that in another article, though. I mean, let's a little consistency here would be nice.
When someone makes a claim without providing evidence, then it's an allegation.
The claim is that there is evidence.
Right. Show the evidence.
I want to read these additional comments here because they're great. So, but skeptic Benjamin Radford, who is the deputy editor of LiveScience.com, which is a pretty well known science website, has some really good skeptical comments about what would be required in order for Bigfoot to actually be real. And they're good. good little tidbit.
855-453. We can throw those out there here in a moment and take your calls in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. 1-855-450-3733. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
We're here for you. Take your calls about anything you want. 855-450-FREE. You may take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. Once again, freetalklive.com. And our show is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free. The DVD release coming up in just under 2 weeks, Tuesday the 22nd. It will be available, and you can pre-order it right now over at victimlesscrimesfree.com for under $10, like $7.46 plus some shipping. And Price is Right, the disc is packed full of special features, bonus content, literally hours of bonus content. We went the extra mile and got the dual layer disc. We did not cheap out on this DVD. You hear that price tag, $7.46? It sounds like some cheapy movie that you're going to pick up at the Walmart bargain bin, and it's just going to have just a movie on it and like a movie trailer. You know how they do that with DVDs sometimes? Just they put nothing on the DVD except for a movie, the movie itself, and like one or two trailers, and they call that a, you know, something you should buy. Well, we've got movie trailers, we've got two commentary tracks, we've got a bonus Q&A session with the producers of the film from the premiere. We've got all that on there, plus the movie itself. And then that's just the first layer. The second layer of the disc is chock full of digital content. So basically what we did was we took all of the YouTube videos that were used to create the film, and a lot of videos that just we couldn't put in the film. We couldn't put any clips from in the film. So basically, the disc itself is like a compendium of all videoed activism that took place.
It's
while
everything that hit the cutting room floor.
Yeah, everything that didn't even come close to being in the film was there. We included it on the disc. It's in relatively decent format. It's MP4, so you actually have to put the disc in your DVD drive of your computer in order to access the second layer of the disc. Because had we encoded it to be usable in your DVD player, it would have taken up a lot more space. So we really crammed as much as much bonus content onto this disc as possible. So go and get it over at victimlesscrimespree.com, the pre-order phase. I don't know if the price is going to go up after the pre-order phase. I've yet to determine that. But it's at $7.46 right now, so don't miss that opportunity. Let's go to Bigfoot in Ithaca. Now, actually, Johnson, you've got more about the Bigfoot coming up here in a moment, but apparently Bigfoot is actually on the line listening to WNYY.
Yes, this is Bigfoot. I happen to live in Yosemite, but I'm in Ithaca for right now.
So there's only one of you, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I live over by the Fiscal Cliffs in Yosemite.
How'd you travel to Ithaca?
Oh, I heard the Finger Lakes are gorgeous. So I go over there, and I love this place.
You're right about that.
And how did you hear about that?
The reason why everybody takes pictures of me and it's a blur is because they always catch me when I'm trying to go to the bathroom and I'm trying to run away.
That's very rude.
It's always a blurred picture.
So how do you hear things as Bigfoot? Obviously, you're able to dial a phone. Do you have internet access?
Oh, yeah, I have Wi-Fi. It's free, too. It's not like I have to go to Starbucks or something.
It's a human right. Or yes? A primate, right?
Do you ever dress yourself up so you could go to Starbucks? I mean, do you put on a big coat, or is there a way that you can integrate into human society at all?
Comically,
well, I wear a human suit when I'm in public.
Ah, very sharp. That explains everything. Yeah. So,
and
thank you.
Creepy though. How did you create?
I go into the store and I try to get big coins. And I can't find them. I know you guys talk about them on the air. They're big coins. And I just can't find them. How come I can't find them anywhere?
I guess you'll have to look on the internet for that one, Bigfoot. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. So, Johnson, you had some stuff from the Huffington Post piece, which I feel like we may have shared in the past. But
sure.
Let's
it's
share
just
this
a quick
again.
Thing. I mean, these are
counter arguments to the Bigfoot claims, right?
Right, yeah.
To the claims that there's DNA evidence out there that proves,
right,
supposedly, that Bigfoot's real.
Yeah, Ben Radford, LiveScience.com, he's a deputy editor. He's just saying that, if the mitochondrial DNA is identical to Homo sapiens, right, modern humans, it could mean one of two things, right? That the first, which is what Ketchum's saying, is that Bigfoot ancestors had sex with women about 15,000 years ago and created a half-human hybrid species, which is currently hiding all across North America.
Is elusive.
Yeah. And, they never find skeletons, even though they find human bodies in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of woods in the United States. I mean, it's like 97% of land is unoccupied by at least buildings and humans.
That's the issue.
And so I think that there's probably a few bodies of people that are hidden deeply enough in the woods. I mean, I'm not talking about a couple of trails on the sort of peripheral woods. I'm talking about in the woods.
Right. So I guess there's that, or the other alternative, that's sort of like the simple explanation is that, hey, maybe the samples were contaminated, like they had 100 different DNA samples, maybe one of the samples or a couple of the samples that they got,
the doctor
maybe weren't
that
human.
And says that, look, we do this kind of stuff all the time. We've got protocols for keeping the samples from being contaminated. Who do you think you're dealing with here?
Right. A vet. That would be my answer, but yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens when this study does come out.
And presumably, Mark will hear about it because he subscribes to several damn it.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot news.
I like
services.
Both of those things, by the way.
You got news feeds, don't you, about Bigfoot?
I am
checking
interested
in every
Bigfoot
day,
yeah,
for the latest Bigfoot news.
That's pushing it a little far. People send me this information. They know I like it, and I get little bumps. People are paying attention for me.
All right, so let's wrap things out here with some more about the personality test. We were sharing some of the questions from these pre-employment personality surveys, and what the companies that actually came up with these surveys and administer them at the behest of the corporations that you might be applying to a job for, what they have to say about their questions. Number four on this list here from the Wall Street Journal is select one statement that reflects the viewpoint most like yours. Then from the remaining choices, select the one statement that least reflects your viewpoint. Choice A, I don't necessarily need to define and control the agenda. Choice B, it's almost never necessary to hurt other people's feelings. Choice C, I'm usually the first person to strike up a conversation with strangers. Choice D, I would never step over others in order to ensure my own success. This question from the caliper profile measures someone's need to be controlling, choice A, as well as their sensitivity, choice B, gregariousness, C, and aggressiveness, D. The assessment published by Caliber Corp compares groupings of 23 personality traits. While some people may be deemed more sensitive than aggressive, based on their responses to this question, that doesn't mean they're pushovers. Other statements may reveal those same people are more aggressive than they are self-disciplined. It's all relative, said Herb Greenberg, Caliper's founder and chief executive, and certain traits will be more important for certain jobs.
You know, surely over time these tests will be the best choices for picking out potential job applicants. I don't feel like we're there today. I think that I think it's going to be a while before these things. And I feel like nothing beats a good HR person with a good gut when it comes to doing this hiring. That's how you're going to know the people that you're going to fit. And there's a lot of sort of extraneous information that goes in with the small guy making a hire versus the big guy making a hire. When you have a corporate situation, everybody's got to kind of fit into the box.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you've got a small business situation, you've got to fit with whom you're working. Ian, we're probably the opposite of this, as if we'd have known we kind of ended up working together rather than ever choosing our employees. But in some ways we work together great, in other ways we work together terribly. It's not like you and I agree on much of anything ever, we managed to run a pretty successful business.
Answer the following on a 5-point scale, whether it is more true or more false. Quote, it is uneasy when receiving praise.
Yeah,
I am uneasy when receiving praise, unquote. This statement from the Workplace Big Five Profile 4.0 measures humility and pride, helpful in identifying confident, successful salespeople. Pride is important, but humility is valued more in academic or religious settings, says Pierce Howard, managing director of the Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
It's funny how little you tend to find there.
Well, yeah, I wonder about that myself. But I've got to say, a salesperson who's too, doesn't seem humble enough, you've got to be able to toot your own horn. You've got to be able to tell people about your successes, but you have to do it in a way that doesn't come off as boorish. Because
arrogant.
Those things aren't going to play well to your customer when you're just too arrogant. Who wants to be in the same room with you?
We'll put the link up here to this Wall Street Journal article over on our Twitter and Facebook. You can check that out yourself as time permits.
So I totally just snapped up BitcoinBigfoot.com.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Let us know when that one goes online.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And we'll talk about women in the liberty movement, which I teased all night tonight. Talk about that tomorrow night because it'll be better than Allie will be here. So that'll be good. See you then. Freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.